particularly just the kind of people that live there and that are attracted to that area. I noticed, like, when you drive more out to Alpharetta, the houses get bigger and the land gets bigger, just because I think there's a little more space out there right now to do stuff with. But I do think it's very different from Marietta, particularly, like, inside the perimeter of Marietta. If you're talking about East Cobb, I think that's very similar to Roswell also. But Marietta, I think, well, I mean, the school system is completely different out there anyway. Their schools aren't as good as out in Roswell or Alpharetta. I think it's a little, trying to think of a good word, it's a little more rough out there. Not like rough like Atlanta rough or anything like that, but I think, you know, a lot of the homes are older, the businesses are older. It's just not as pretty. So Marietta is very different.
And where did you go to college?
I went to Kennesaw State and UGA for grad school.
And is Kennesaw still a commuter school, or do you commute there, or did you live on campus?
I lived on campus. I was a resident assistant, so I was able to get the free housing. Right. It worked out.
Cool. Do you know if a lot of people from Roswell went to Kennesaw for undergrad?
Some. Most people went to UGA or Georgia State or out of state. But no, and most of them commuted. I think I was one of the few that actually took advantage of some of the stuff that was going on campus and got involved.
And what's more personal, what prompted you to do this path of studying that you took?
I was an education major, like, all the way up until I was about to start student teaching. Like, my mother and my aunt are. They, like, everybody in my family's a teacher. It's just kind of the family thing. And then I decided I really didn't want to be in a room with 30 kids all day. That was just not, no. That was not for me. So, and also felt like teachers couldn't reach children on an individual level. And so I ended up going into human services, which is very similar to social work. And so I pursued that avenue just so I could reach some of those kids that kind of get neglected in the big classrooms.
And what are your plans for the future? Are you planning to stay around here? Ever think about moving back?
I'm not thinking about moving back to Roswell. I'm currently looking for a job, and my mom keeps on pointing out places of agencies in Roswell, like all two of the social services agencies that they have. And I'm just trying to avoid that situation. But no, I'm looking to either stay in Atlanta or move out of the city. So.
Let's see. I guess I will ask the closing question that I have here.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. If you can't think of an answer, it's okay. Can you think for a moment about any moments in your life in Roswell that you'd like to comment on for future generations to have or remember? Is this going to be in the Roswell Heritage Bureau for times forward?
Okay, wait, run that by me one more time. I'm sorry.
Can you think of anything that maybe occurred while you were living in Roswell or anything about the town that you would want people to remember in the future when things have changed drastically or something?
I think I would want people to do a little better than I have about the historic stuff, just have a little more knowledge about Roswell's history and to know that it wasn't always just a suburb. It had a little more character than it currently has. You know, there once were no billboards. That was a big thing when I was growing up. There were no billboards on Highway 9. It was kind of like the Super Target, whole big stink about the billboards. There were no billboards. Highway 9 used to be a two-lane road. There used to be places for cows. There used to be cows in Roswell. And just to kind of remember the history, maybe not necessarily like the historic history, but know that their town wasn't always just a suburb. It was a town with character.
Cool. Now, I'm going to get my little card that tells me how to turn this off because I forgot. There's a good way and a bad way.
How many